Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the only good thing I'll say in relation to this song is this guy sounds like he's walking by himself.
This song, Joe, is called The Boulevard of Broken Dreams. I think that applies.
I got it. We are walking
Boulevard
together.
Boulevard of Broken Dreams.
So this one really sits very, very heavy on the heart. And God darn. Rhea, how am I going to not curse today and get fired? I don't know how to.
Well, we have a dump button. Yeah, I don't have one, so you're going to have to rely on James.
Oh my God!
I this is one of those things where you want a video into people's homes. I know I threw things, and the dog was not happy. But it was just, and then you turn on it. There was no relief. The whole thing about this week, except for Game 3, was there was no relief. No. From the awfulness.
You're right. There was nowhere to turn.
No.
All right. Well, one spot
there were places to turn, and then you were let down there, too.
That's true. There were places to turn.
Gut punches. Left, right, left.
Can a Eagles kick returner catch the ball?
No.
Is that possible?
No. And we gave how much away for the big B guy?
Six, I think, Richie, a fifth and a six.
Two.
Come on, man.
Yeah. Guy can't catch the ball. I mean, you got to get rid of him. You got to get rid of that Bigsby guy. I mean, he's just got to go. He's horrendous. He's horrible. We're not doing the Novacare Rehabilitation Injury Report today because obviously our focus is on the Phillies and to a certain extent the Eagles game. But we'll certainly do that Monday. Rhea, obviously they're going to have some stuff to, is Jalen Carter a one-game absence or more? We'll see. But Rhea, we look forward to talking to the Novacare doc on Monday.
Yeah, from Novacare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Want to thank Dr. Chu, who's ready, and he'll be ready for us on Monday.
Yeah, I
Jalen Carter
that.
Being a somewhat surprise scratch is very concerning.
John, I was really the wording by Ian Rappaport was interesting to me because he said he was a surprise, guy who wasn't going to play, and Carter's decision, the way he wrote it, was in part due to the MetLife turf.
Well, here's the one thing I'll say, Rhea. We can't complain after having the vet for 40 years.
Oh, no, I know.
We don't have we don't have the moral high ground on that one.
Oh, no.
And the Quinion, too, man. That's terrifying. Yep. Like, hamstrings, we know.
Oh, that's a disaster. That's not good. All right, so the Phil's obviously top of mind. Eagles certainly a secondary topic, but out there as well if you want to react. Obviously, what we're reacting to is the Phillies season ending. This wasn't the only thing that went wrong last night. The hitters didn't hit for 3.5 hours, but let's listen to how it ended as called last night, and then we'll get to what Kirk Green specifically said about one of the all-time blunders in the history of Philadelphia sports. Let's listen to how it went down last night.
Swing at a broken bat, comebacker. Kirk Green knocks it down, picks it up, throws wildly home to the backstop, and the season is over. The Dodgers rushing out past Orion Kerkering, who stands with his hands on his knees bent over. And Kerkering, who had an easy out at first base, but he threw wildly to the plate all the way to the backstop. And the Phillies season has come to an end.
It was right there to be had. I mean, it was just pick up the ball, throw to first base. It wouldn't even require.
Pick up the ball. Look at your catcher. He's pointing where you should throw.
Yeah. It would not have even required a 98-mile-an-hour fastball to first base. Like, he could have gotten over there pretty comfortably. Really comfortably. Let's listen to what Orion Kerkerian said after the game. Probably not since Mitch Williams in 93 has there been a singular player where you wonder after the game, how's he going to handle it? Because, this is not just a Philly sports blunder. This is an American sports blunder. And I do feel bad for the kid. I really do. But he crushed our dreams, obviously, and his teammates' dreams and his own. And it's going to be a horrible stretch of time for him up ahead. Let's listen to how Kirkren handled it last night when he talked to the media about what happened.
Chain off my foot. Just kind of, once that pressure got to me, I just thought it was a faster throw of the JT, a little quicker throw than trying to cross body of the Bryce. So, just poor throw.
Yeah. Did you hear them calling, telling you to go to first at all? Or were you just in the moment that it wasn't even?
Just in the moment.
Yeah.
Can you see JT pointing in that moment, or is it just kind of looking up?
Just kind of looking up, just be ready.
I mean, a lot of guys at Normandy, you know, the first ones there, just what the guys say to you in that moment?
Just keep your head up. It's an honest mistake. Just, it's baseball. It happens. And just keep your head up. You'll be good for a long time to come. It's not my fault. But just that opportunity to score. Just keep your head up.
Conversation with Rob, too. What did he say? What does that say? I mean, do you care about those guys picking you up so quick?
It means a lot. It shows they care a lot.
It was nice that the guys all came to him. I mean, it was immediate. I mean, Rob Thompson, obviously, JT right away. I mean, that stuff was nice, but
was he breaking up at the end there?
No, he wasn't.
He
I can tell you
end
why
up
I know.
Breaking up, yeah.
Well, did he later, James?
No, I'm saying in that spot that went on further, right? There's another like 30
Correct.
Seconds.
That went on.
Yeah,
he did not thereafter because we ended it there because then it got into less interesting stuff and he was not crying after that. All right, let's get to Drew right now. Drew, good morning.
Hey, good. Yeah, good morning.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They should have won that game 1-0, Joe. I mean, the intentional walk, there are a lot of reasons why you intentionally walk a batter. Last night, you know, the double play wasn't in play. We didn't need to do it for that.
Yeah, but it's so tiny, Drew. You can't minimize the fact this guy's probably the second-best hitter in baseball behind Judge. I mean, I know he didn't hit much in the series, but to act like Ohtani is Marsh would be foolish.
No, not at all. But to me, it's the opposite analysis in terms of, who's up next? Okay, Mookie Betts is no slouch, all right? So yeah, if it was a big drop-off, but it wasn't. Okay, it's no drop-off based on how Ohtani was going. I mean, and Duran faced him in the late-season series. He retired him on a comebacker the first game, and then I think he walked him the second game, not intentionally. But to me, in a one-nothing game, I just didn't want to put that in play, tying the game on a walk. If it was 2-0 and you want to walk Ohtani, fine. But
it's scary. Listen, Drew, here's my retort, because I get your point, and it's scary, and you leave yourself out there on a limb. But if you don't walk him, think about how many plays last night Stott and Turner made that were really excellent, where they at least secured an out at second base, even if they didn't turn the double play. You know, so by walking Ohtani, you do create a force at every base, which, you know, happens a decent amount in baseball where you just need to get it anywhere and you can get an out and that's it. So I understand your point, but I'll tell you this. I don't think it's a no-brainer your way.
The problem with Duran was that he just wasn't aggressive enough with Mookie. That's what bothered me. I mean, his command was not there.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call it aggressive. I'd say his command. I mean, he was wild.
He couldn't throw a strike when he had to.
Yeah.
That's what it came down to.
Yeah.
He did not do his job.
And, Drew, like, this is one of those things where there are things to look back and criticize, you know, Rob Thompson on, and Drew, appreciate the call, on things that he did wrong that you could have expected to happen. But, I mean, think about what we're talking about here. It's trusting your best bullpen arm by far, who in his entire career had never walked a batter with the bases loaded. I mean, at a certain point, you got to acknowledge the athlete's got to do the job instead of it being the manager's fault.
Rob Thompson's experience, too. He had one walk in 20-plus innings with us. One walk.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think you can put that on Rob Thompson.
Kirk rings on Rob Thompson for putting him in.
Yeah, and again, let's not act like Shohei's a chump. And I get your point that you're going to Betts, but you're also going to a righty-righty matchup instead of a righty-lefty matchup, and that does matter. Lou in Mount Laurel. Lou, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. What a horrible night. I know it's just the first night, but the Flyers also with a loss.
Yeah, but 0-3.
Everybody loses.
I don't know if this is going to come up or not, and I know this might not be the day to say it, but if this is next year with the automatic review, we probably win that game 1-0 because that was a disgraceful missed call on Sanchez for that third strike, and that was the run that scored their first run. I think that has to be looked at the same way, and I could care less about the Padres, their fans, or the city of San Diego. They got hosed, too, on that elimination game on a similar call. I think we have to look at that, too, that did not go in our way at all.
Sanchez doesn't come out of the game if he gets
apparently Sanchez said after the game that the umpire apologized to him for missing the call.
That's a problem.
Wow.
Because that run changes the game. Or potentially the series.
Robo ump, Joe? Are you in for it now?
I'm still a no, but I hear your point, Lou.
How could you be a no after that?
I'm still a no, but Lou, I hear your point. It had a monumental impact. I understand. I get it.
And unrelated, Joe, now that things are dying down and you're getting healthier, we got to make that book reading happen soon, brother. In my school.
I appreciate that, Lou. I'll be in touch with you, man. I got your info, pal.
Yeah. Thanks,
thank you, Lou. Lou, appreciate the phone call, man. What a brutal one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.